Okay, so today's reading will be from chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who has sinned against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I'll tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children sold all that he had to repay his debt. At this time, the servant fell on his knees before him. 'Be patient with me,' he begged, 'and I will repay everything.' The servant's master took pity on him, canceled his debt, and let him go. But then the servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and begged him and choked him. 'Pay back what you owe me,' he demanded.
His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay it back.' But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what was happening, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. When the master called the servant in, 'You wicked servant,' he said, 'I cancelled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?' In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he earned. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart."
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and good morning, everyone. My name's Cam, if we haven't met, and good morning, kids. I reckon you might be more comfortable sitting back with your parents. So why don't you guys go back to sit with your parents? And you might also, while you're doing that, to open up to Matthew chapter 18, so you see if you can read along with what we're talking about now. Really big welcome, everyone, and a special welcome to the kids who are normally out in programs at the moment. Now, kids, normally when you're in programs, you're doing the same things that we adults are doing here in church. We're learning about Jesus, except we just have less games and arts and craft out here. So today, for something special, we're going to be all reading the Bible together and thinking about what God says and finding ways to respond to what God says. Today, I'm going to be speaking for less time than usual, which I hope, you know, kids will help you follow along okay. And I'm hoping that'll help everyone else survive our winter conditions here okay too. Today, we're going to hear what Jesus teaches about forgiveness, which I reckon is going to help Atlas a fair bit, right? But I think it's also going to be helpful for everyone, adults and kids, because we all, in this passage, will find everything we need to know about forgiving others. Because I reckon all of us know how hard forgiveness can be sometimes. It can be very hard when someone has done the wrong thing to us. Just like Atlas, people do mean things, they say mean things, and it can be really hard to forgive. Because when that happens to us, when someone does the wrong thing to us, we actually want them to be punished, don't we? Because that would be fair, usually. If something bad happens to us, something bad should happen to them. That would be fair and just. I reckon that's what makes forgiving people so hard. Because it's not always fair. To forgive them, well, it means they're not getting punished like they should. See, if someone says something mean and makes me feel terrible, the fair thing to sort of balance that out is for me to say something mean back to them, right? It's hopefully going to make them feel terrible, I think to myself. Kids, you often see others are punished by parents or teachers when they do the wrong thing to you, and that can make us feel that's a bit more fair when they're getting punished. But also, we usually want them to feel bad too, don't we? At least want to feel a bit bad because we're feeling bad. So if someone says something mean to me, I want to say something mean back to them. Or I might just want to be unkind to them for a while. Or, you know, thinking that might make them feel bad, like I feel bad. Do you feel like that sometimes? Feeling like making someone else suffer because they've made me suffer? But then we're told to forgive, and you think, well, if I'm forgiving someone, that means I won't be able to take my revenge. I won't get justice. It's not going to be fair if I don't do something back to them. And that's a hard thing to do, because actually all of us, we like things to be fair, don't we? We like justice. And that's hard, and we heard that being hard for Atlas as well. But then Jesus comes along, and Jesus teaches us something very amazing. He teaches us something impossible sounding, doesn't he? About forgiving people.
The Bible reading we just had in Matthew 18, it started with Peter, one of Jesus' disciples. He asks Jesus a really important question. It'll be up here on the screen. How many times should I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? That's pretty generous, isn't it? Peter's being pretty generous. Like, forgiving someone seven times, that's a lot of times. That's paying a high cost ourselves to forgive someone seven times, not taking revenge, not getting justice for ourselves. That sounds super forgiving, I would have thought. But then what does Jesus say? Is that forgiving enough for Jesus? Well, Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Now, do you think Jesus is saying we should carefully count when someone does something wrong to us? We count 76, 77, I'll forgive you up to that time. Soon you get to 78, that's it, no more. No more forgiveness at 78. Do you think that's what he's saying? It doesn't seem to be. It's not a way of sort of counting this, but Jesus is saying don't bother keeping track of this. Don't bother counting every time someone does the wrong thing against you. You don't need a calculator, you don't need to keep a list. Just be so forgiving that you don't run out of forgiveness, is what Jesus is saying. Now, something very important here, Jesus is not saying, just let people be horrible to you. Just do nothing about it, just put up with it. He's not saying, just let bullies be bullies. He's not saying that. That's not what he's telling us to do. He's telling us to be super forgiving. He's telling us not to pretend. It's not saying pretend we're okay if someone's being horrible mean. Just remember, forgiveness isn't about letting someone do mean things to us again and again. Forgiveness is about not getting revenge on them ourselves. Now, do you know what I reckon Peter would have looked like when Jesus said this? I reckon Peter would have looked a bit like this picture here. I reckon that's an amazing thing for Jesus to say. Absolutely shocking. And fair enough, you think, how is that even possible? How can I just keep forgiving someone over and over and over? That's hard. And you might also wonder, well, why should we keep forgiving? Well, because Jesus says so is a pretty good start. But Jesus actually goes on to explain the best reason of all for why we should forgive others like this. And Jesus helps us understand by telling a really amazing story. I hope you enjoy listening to the parable that Jesus told. I really think this parable can change our life. Now, the parable started with a king. And he's calling his servants to come and pay their debts. That is, they have money. They owe the king. He's saying, yep, come and we'll sort it out. I want my money. And the thing with most parables that Jesus tells is there's usually something a bit crazy in each parable. Something that you kind of go, huh? That doesn't make sense. There's something so bonkers usually in one of Jesus' parables. You think, well, what is going on here? But that's usually the spot to really focus on and work out. If you work out what the crazy bit is, you can usually understand the whole parable. So as I kind of take us through the parable, see if you can work out where the really crazy bit is. So have a listen to what this king does. A servant is brought to him who owes him some gold. Now, how much gold? Our Bible says, did you see how much gold it says in the Bible there? It says 10,000 bags of gold. 10,000 bags of gold. Now, I try to find a picture of bags and bags of gold. That's the most gold I could find in one picture. And that's maybe, what, three bags of gold? That's a lot of gold. But here, he owes 10,000 bags of gold. Can you imagine that? 10,000 bags. I reckon that's Jesus is basically saying, this servant kind of owed the king $900 gazillion dollars. Right? It's just an amount of money you can't even imagine. That's what Jesus is saying. He owed the king so much money, you can't even imagine it. You can't count it, it's just too much. You can only wonder, how did the servant end up in this much debt? What was he doing? Because this is a really silly amount of money to owe someone, right? But that's not the most crazy thing in this parable. Because the servant couldn't pay it back. Of course he couldn't. Who can pay back $900 gazillion dollars? That's too much. And so the king said, well, look, you can't pay me back, so I'm going to put you, your whole family, everything you own, we're going to sell it all. I guess you'll be slaves. That's, of course, not going to pay back all he owes, is it? Not even close. But it's kind of like the king's punishing him. It's kind of just getting back some of the money that he's owed. So what does the servant do at that point? Well, what else can he do? He begs. He falls on his knees and he begs the king, please, be patient with me and I'll pay back everything. Now, I don't know about you. I don't think he will even come close to paying back $900 gazillion. What do you think? That's a lot of money. Who's he trying to kid here? Even if he lived to be 900 million years old, he's going to really struggle to pay that money back. But that's not the crazy part. The crazy part is what the king does. See, the king here could have been really kind and said, okay, just pay back what you can, take your time, give me, no, you can't do it all, just give me what you can. But the king, who was, you know, waking up that morning expecting 10,000 bags of gold, listen to what he does. Get up on the screen. The servant's master took pity on him, cancelled the debt, and let him go. He completely cancelled the whole debt. He didn't ask for 1 cent from that servant. Now, that's crazy, isn't it? That is absolutely bonkers. What kind of king would give up $900 gazillion just because he's feeling kind to one of his servants? No king I've ever heard of. Except one. I know one king who does this. Because we realise this parable is about us. We are like this servant here, the servant who owed the king something we cannot pay. Jesus is teaching us that no matter how hard we try, we cannot pay God what we owe him. Because we sin. We are mean to God, we ignore God, we refuse to listen to him, and we just treat him badly. And even worse, sometimes, we add to that by being mean to people God has made. We're mean to each other, we ignore others, we don't treat them well, we treat them badly. And so what that means is every single one of us owes God a massive debt for our sin. We owe him the payment for our sin, and it is a huge payment. And just like this servant, even if we had millions of years to try and pay God back what we owe him by trying to do all the good things we can, we have no chance. We will not come close to paying the debt we owe him. Our sin is like that. It makes us completely helpless and hopeless. And so all we can do then, like that servant did, is beg the king for his mercy. Mercy that actually, to be fair, he probably shouldn't show us, right? Why should he forgive us? It's a bit crazy when you owe a king that much and he says, yeah, no worries, don't worry about it. Do you know how much it cost God to forgive us? It actually cost far more than, you know, $900 gazillion. What God gave up, what God paid for us, well, Jesus gave his own life on the cross. He is our king who paid that debt himself. Our debt he paid on the cross. He did that so we could be forgiven our gigantic debt to God, a debt we had no way of paying. Jesus paid it in full. So you wonder, did it cost God to forgive us? Can God just say, oh, you're forgiven, easy done? No, you realize it cost him a huge amount to forgive us. And the cross reminds that, says, yes, God has given the most precious thing in the universe. He's paid that price for us. We don't deserve that, do we? But the theme of the Bible is that God loves us. He loves us so much, he wants to do that for us. He wants to save us. Now, that's the big idea in the parable, right? And once we know how much God has loved us and how gigantic God's forgiveness of us is, of, you know, how much he's forgiven me, well, that means we can forgive others in a really big way too, right? Then the rest of the parable shows us how silly we can be sometimes when we forget, when we kind of just ignore the fact that God has forgiven us so much. See, when we refuse to forgive others, we're like that servant, forgetting the incredible mercy the king has just shown him. Because if you remember the way, if you got the Bible open, you see the way the rest of the parable goes. As soon as this servant is forgiven by the king, he finds someone who owes him money. It's maybe $10,000 or something like that he's owed. It's not nothing, but it's not $900 gazillion. So what does he do? He acts like someone who has never been shown mercy, which is crazy. He grabs the other servant by his throat and demands, pay me back right now. This other servant, he does exactly the same thing in exactly the same way. He asks for mercy. He begs. Be patient with me and I'll pay it back. The very words this servant had used just before himself. Now, when someone does something they shouldn't to us and then they ask for forgiveness, it's tempting to try and get even. It's tempting to seek revenge. Like sometimes we want to just be angry and mean at them for a while. That will make them suffer. We might want to give them, you know, the silent treatment or ignore their text messages just so they feel bad. Or, you know, kids, you might stop playing with them for a little while like Atlas did. Perhaps you're thinking about getting even, like Atlas wants to stomp the other kid's hat. But that makes no sense when we remember how much we have been forgiven by God. The story Jesus tells finishes with the servant who had been forgiven so much, he throws his other servant in jail. He shows no mercy. He doesn't want to forgive. But then when the king hears about it, he is rightly angry. Because God takes our forgiveness so, so seriously. It costs God the Father the dearest thing in the universe, his only son Jesus. And so he demands, actually, that we take forgiving others seriously too. The servant who refuses to forgive ends up back in the king's bad books because he didn't live like someone who'd been forgiven. That's why in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." These two things must go together. Now remember, that doesn't always mean going back to being best friends again. Sometimes that's not easy to do. It's not possible. Forgiveness is not pretending everything is okay. It means not taking revenge or not sort of trying to punish them ourselves. So perhaps just take a second and have a think. Is there someone kind of I'm wanting to see something bad happen to? I kind of want to take revenge on somehow. Just think, is there someone who needs my forgiveness, but I'd rather make them suffer first? Is there someone who I like being a bit mean to? I like feeling angry at because they deserve it. We heard Atlas talk about his friend Hector in that way. Sometimes I find it's not what I do so much or what I say. It's just sometimes in my heart I feel, oh, I hope you cop it. I hope you get it bad. That's what Jesus is talking about, our hearts. That's what needs to change. And then our actions will follow. And the thing that will change our hearts is knowing that the cross of Jesus has paid what we can't. Our gigantic debt we owe God. It's all forgiven when we trust in Jesus. Would you join me as we pray? Dear God, we praise you for how merciful and kind and forgiving you are. We thank you, Jesus, for being so forgiving at such great cost to yourself. Thank you, you have forgiven us. Please help us always know how big our debt was to you and how precious your blood is that's paid for it all. And so then help our hearts be quick to forgive. Help our hearts be generous in forgiving others and treating them as you have treated us with grace and mercy. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.